1 reads, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." Let's bow for prayer. O God, we are grateful that we can sing of your praises and be reminded that you do save. And I pray, O God, that you will minister to our hearts this morning. If there are some in our midst that have yet to come to that point of complete understanding of what it means to be born again, to be saved, I pray they would do so this day. And Lord God, for those of us that are a part of your family, I pray that you will minister and encourage our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. Well, after some 2 years of this pandemic, we are finally being told that we need to learn to live with COVID. And Lord willing, no more lockdowns and fear-mongering media hype. If only we had followed God's method of dealing with infectious diseases, spelled out in Leviticus chapter 13. PCR tests will become a thing of the past. And it's about time, because up to date, up until yesterday, no less than 57 million tests were carried out Australia-wide. 57 million. Each test costs the government no less than $200 each. $200 each, 57 million tests. Out of the Australian population of 26 million or so people, there have been some 800,000 recorded cases, which is about 3%. There have been some 2,319 deaths, that's Australia-wide. But bear in mind that 400 to 450 people die every day of all causes. And currently, according to the Federal Health website, there are 4,000 people in hospital at the moment, as of yesterday. 275 of those are in ICU. We are a blessed nation because, as a nation, we have no less than 1,400 hospitals Australia-wide. That's public and private. And within the 1,400 hospitals Australia-wide, there are no less than 62,000 beds. 62,000 beds. And this equates to approximately 450,000 doctors and nurses Australia-wide. 450,000 doctors and nurses Australia-wide. We are a blessed nation. We really are a blessed nation. And I can understand why the government is finally saying it's time we move on and we live with COVID. And with this charge, our authorities are encouraging us to basically resume our livelihoods. And as a way of spiritual application this morning, in the same way we as Christians, with a new year before us, we need to move on. We need to move on in living biblical lives that please Jesus Christ. We need to move on. The past 2 years has created what we will term coastline Christians. Coastline Christians. Now, they've always been. We've always had coastline Christians. And there will always be coastline Christians. But the case numbers of coastline Christians have grown significantly since the start of this pandemic. In our passage of scripture here in Luke chapter 5,
we see illustrated for us some of the symptoms of coastline Christianity. And I'd like to encourage your church family on this Lord's Day to honestly assess your own personal life, lest you and I have become a coastline Christian. And whether some, if not all, of these symptoms of coastline Christianity prevail in your life and in my life. Let's note in our passage of Scripture the first point in verse 1. The second part of verse 1 it reads, the Bible teaches us that the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. One mark of coastline Christianity is that individuals are happy in just listening to the word of God. They're happy to just be listening to the word of God. But then there is a big full stop at the end of that. That's as far as it goes. The Bible teaches us the people pressed upon our Lord to hear the word of God. And one mark of coastline Christianity is that individuals are happy in just listening to the word of God. Now, when we bear in mind verses like Ephesians 4 that teaches us the word of God is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. So hearing is only the beginning point. But unfortunately, there are many of God's people that are just quite happy hearing, listening to the word of God. But also note here in verse number 1 that the Bible teaches us that at the end of the verse, it reads, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. The initial mark of coastline Christianity is that people are just happy to just hear the word of God. But that's as far as it goes. But also another mark of coastline Christianity is that individuals are happy observing. They're happy listening to the word of God. They're happy observing the surroundings. They like the setting. Now, for those of us that have been to Israel, we can vividly recall what a beautiful outlook surrounds the Sea of Galilee. It's a beautiful, beautiful outlook surrounding the sea. Very picturesque. The sort of place that you would have a holiday, so to speak. And very scenic. And unfortunately, another mark of coastline Christianity is that these Christians are just happy listening to the word of God, but that's as far as it goes. And they're happy observing the surroundings. They like the surroundings of Christianity. They like being in church, and they like the surrounding. They like the calmness of the waters amongst God's people, as opposed to the work scenario or whatever it might be. They're just happy with observing, enjoying the scenery, the surroundings. I think of our Lord Jesus there in the Gospel of John chapter 4. When our Lord said to his disciples, lift up your eyes and look on the fields that are white under harvest. And when the Lord Jesus made that statement, he wasn't literally saying to him, just look. He was literally saying, look and do something about it. The fields are white under harvest. Stop enjoying the scenery and let's do something about it. And yes, it's picturesque to see a wheat, a crop ready to be harvested. It's a pretty sight. But to what avail lest that harvest is addressed and reaped? So coastline Christians are happy listening. Coastline Christians are happy observing. They like the scenery. Coastline Christians are also happy to be in the status quo position. happy to be unmoved. We see here in verse number 2 that the second part of the verse it reads, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So it was the Lord Jesus that took the initiative to enter a little boat and just to pull out offshore in order to teach the multitude. The people were unmoved. They weren't moving, but the Lord Jesus moved. Coast-like Christians are happy with the status quo. And the Lord Jesus addressed this issue there in Matthew chapter 9, where he talked about the laborers are few. The laborers are few. And pray for laborers. So Christians that are coastline-based are happy to be listening to the Word of God. They're happy with the surroundings. They like to be in church and like the calmness of the waters while in church and love the tranquility and they don't like to move. You know, they sit in their little spot and that's where they sit, and they walk in and they sit and they walk back out, and the next week comes around and they come in and they sit exactly where they sat the week before, and that's as far as their Christianity goes. But also note there at the end of verse number 2, the Bible teaches us that the fishermen were gone out of their boats, and the Bible says they were washing their nets. And I see here another mark of coastline Christianity. Not only are they happy to just be listening to the Word of God, and that's where it stops, happy with the surroundings of Christianity, happy to observe, happy with the status quo, happy to just sit. Don't ask me to do anything, just I'm here. You've got to be happy, I'm just here. But another mark of coastline Christianity is that they're happy with just attending to side issues. Side issues. See, the Bible teaches us the fishermen were washing their nets. Yes, needful, otherwise the nets would deteriorate very quickly. But not the main thing for fishermen, not to be washing nets. And I think of the Lord Jesus who said to Joseph and Mary, I must be about the Father's business. I must be about the Father's business. So coastline Christianity involves people, God's people, that are happy just being occupied with side issues, not the main thing, the side issues. They're happy with the status quo, happy to just be in their place. In their place, enjoying the scenery, enjoying being around Christians, and enjoying listening to the Word of God. It seems like much of Christianity, many Christians, we've deteriorated spiritually to the point that we have convinced ourselves that it is some great achievement that we're in church, as if we deserve a gold medal because we're in church. And it's somehow a mark of sacrifice and worthy of commendation, as opposed to it just being the norm, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So I'm afraid that we have grown significantly in number within this realm of coastline Christianity, where God's people are just happy listening. That's as far as it goes. Happy with the scenery, the surroundings. Happy not to be moved. And happy just attending to side issues. Not the main thing, but the side issues. Not that they're not important. It's important that fishermen attend to their nets, but it's not the main thing of what fishermen need to be doing. So what's the alternative to being a coastline Christian? What is the alternative? Well, as we continue to read in our passage of Scripture here this morning, we will note some principles that will move us on from coastline Christianity. So what is God's alternative to being a coastline Christian? The answer to that question is simply this: to get into the boat with Jesus Christ. To get into the boat with Jesus Christ. Coastline Christianity, or in the boat with Jesus Christianity. This is the challenge that I'd like to present before you, church family, for 2022. Let's get into the boat with Jesus Christ, and let's get moving for His glory. Let's note from this passage of Scripture what's involved in getting into the boat with our Lord Jesus Christ and combat this epidemic amongst Christians today of coastline Christianity, where many of God's people are just happy listening to the Word of God, happy to be in church, they like the surroundings, happy to walk out of church and say things like, "Good message, Pastor. Good message." And meanwhile, back at the ranch, pastor's thinking, "Okay, so what are you going to do about it?" It's not really what I want to hear. It's nice to hear that from time and time again, but pastor would rather hear, "Pastor, that was challenging, and I'm going to try and act upon that in the power of the Spirit. And I want you to pray for me, please." That's what we want to hear. So what does it mean to get into the boat with Jesus in 2022? It's time to move on. Our government's telling us it's time to learn to live with COVID. It's time to move on. And may I say, Christians, it's time to move on. Amen? The new year's before us. Let's move on. Let's stop being coastline Christians and let's jump in the boat with the Lord Jesus this morning. Now, what's involved in getting into the boat with our Lord Jesus Christ? Well, note there in verse number 4 that boat that the Lord Jesus taught from, he was in the boat with one other individual, that was Simon Peter. And there in verse number 4, the Bible reads, "And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon," Simon was there in the boat with the Lord Jesus, "launch out into the deep." Launch out into the deep. If you and I want to seriously branch out and move beyond coastline Christianity in 2022 and jump in the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, you and I will need to be prepared to leave our comfort zone. That's principle number one. Leave our comfort zone. The Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, "I want you to launch out into the deep." Now it's important that we understand within the biblical setting that water was generally feared by people. In our day, we equate water to comfort, pleasure, holidays. Within the biblical setting, it took a measure of courage to be a fisherman. People feared water. They feared the lake. They feared the Mediterranean Sea. There was a mindset. There was an apprehension to going on the water. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, "I want you to launch out into the deep. From the shore to the shallow waters, into the deep. The deepest point of the lake was right in the middle of the lake." That's pretty obvious. And the Lord Jesus didn't say to Simon Peter, let's just go out a little bit further. I could just imagine the Lord Jesus, while in the boat teaching the multitude, was just off the shore. I envision that. It's easy to envision that. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, okay, now we're not just, I want us to go out into the deep. That is, in the middle of the lake. Now that would have raised Simon Peter's eyebrows, well and surely. Even though he was a fisherman. Launch out into the deep. I don't say this to be unkind, but I am convinced that many of us, if not most of us, are very comfortable. We're very comfortable. And if we're serious about getting into the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, we will need to be prepared to leave our comfort zones. May the Lord give us ears to hear and feet to obey. If the Lord so wills that you and I move along in 2022 and begin the next chapter. So if you and I are to get into the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, we need to be prepared to step out of our comfort zone. Because I have no doubt in my mind that many of us are very, very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. In fact, too comfortable for our own well-being. And the Lord Jesus wants us to venture out. I love it how the Lord Jesus slowly but surely stretched his disciples. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. You and I are likened to elastic bands. And it's important that you stretch that elastic band just so. But that elastic band is made to stretch. And God wants you to stretch. God wants me to stretch. And the government's saying to us, let's move on. Well, I say to you, as a Christian, let's move on. Let's be prepared to stretch. And a pastor comes knocking on your door and challenges you to do something that's really left wing, I trust that you'll prayerfully consider it. Because I think it's about time that you and I, as God's people, jump in the boat with the Lord Jesus and move on. And that means being willing to step out of our comfort zone. The Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, let's launch out into the deep. Not just, let's just go out a little bit further. Let's go out to the deepest point of the lake, smack in the middle of the lake. And then verse number 4 goes on to read, our Lord said, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a catch. We need to obey God's word. The Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, okay, Simon, I've done my teaching now. Let's make our way into the deepest point of the lake. You know where that is. It's right smack in the middle. Then once we get there, I want you to let down your nets. We're going to catch some fish. We're going to catch some fish. And beloved, if you and I are to get into the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, we will not only need to be prepared to step out of our comfort zone, But number two, we'll need to obey God's word. Jesus said to Simon Peter, let your nets down for a catch. Simon Peter, I want you to move beyond being a hearer of the word, like the multitude here have just been enjoying the sound of my voice, my teaching. But for you, Simon Peter, let's make our way into the deep. Let's let those nets fly. We're going to catch some fish. Beyond a hearer of the word of God to a doer of the word of God. See, it's obedience to the word of God that is the pathway of blessing. It's not just hearing, it's doing the word of God. And in our churches, we have no shortage of Bible teaching. I like to think that every week you hear the word of God. But what are we doing with the word of God? See, in the boat with Jesus in 2022 means that we will move beyond hearing. And Simon Peter heard everything that all the others had heard. But the Lord Jesus challenged him personally. Okay, let's go fishing now, Simon Peter. Obedience to the word of God is the pathway of blessing. Note there in James chapter 1, please. Here in James chapter 1, verses 23 to 25, the Bible reads, James chapter 1, verse number 23, for if any be a hearer of the word, not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and this is in reference to God's word, and continueth therein. Now, what is meant by that? Let's read on. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So obedience to the word of God is the pathway of blessing. There in chapter 2 of the book of James, verse 26, in fact, verse 25 and 26, likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, had sent them another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. If you and I are to get into the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, number one, we'll need to be prepared to step out of our comfort zone, to be in the deepest portion of the lake. And secondly, we'll need to obey the word of God. It's as simple as that. Move beyond listening to the word of God. Prepared to obey the word of God. That's getting into the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022. You'll need to obey God's word. Obedience to the word of God is the pathway of blessing. See, our issue is not knowledge. We know what we should be doing, do we not? We're part of a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, I like to think Bible practicing New Testament church. But what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? That's the issue. And we've become coastline Christians. Oh, we like listening. Praise God for good preaching. We love the surroundings. Nice church, nice comfortable pews, calm waters. Christians seem to be happy with one another. Love the setting, love the scenery, love the ambiance. But that's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes. And may God grant us the grace in 2022 to move on. Thank God for a premier that's saying, let's move on. Let's get on with it. And thank God that finally our prime minister's saying, let's move on. Let's get on with it. And I believe God is saying to you and I, spiritually speaking, let's move on. Let's get on with it. Let's be prepared to step out of our comfort zone. And let's be prepared to, when we hear the word of God, that we move beyond just hearing, we obey the word of God. And Jesus said to Simon Peter, let's launch out into the deep and let's cast our nets over for a catch. Back in Luke chapter 5, note Simon's response. Luke 5:5, and Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Note the word master there in verse number 5. Capital M. The word translated master here is only found within the Gospel of Luke. It's found some 7 times. It's only found within this book. Only used by Dr. Luke. It has a variety of meanings, all of which speak of authority. Master, you are my authority. The authority that one has, such as a chief commander or a magistrate or a governor over a city or a president over a college or a nation, prime minister, this is the word that's used here. And Simon Peter said, Master, Master. Peter, though he appealed initially, here in verse number 5, was willing to submit to his master, the authority of Jesus Christ in his life. Because note then, verse number 5, that he appealed respectfully by saying, Master, we have toiled, worked all the night, have caught nothing. We've been fishing. In fact, we failed to catch one single fish. Master. So Peter, though he appealed initially, was willing to submit to our Lord's authority in his life. And beloved, if you and I are to get in the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, we'll need to be prepared to leave our comfort zone. We will need to be prepared to move beyond listening to the Word of God to obedience to the Word of God. And the third lesson I'd like for us to stress, if you and I are to get into the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, we must submit, be willing to submit to to our Lord's ultimate authority. Jesus Christ needs to be Lord of all. And if Jesus Christ is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all in your life. It's as simple as that. The Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That was the mindset of the eternal Son of God. In submission to God the Father, not my will, but thine be done. Simon Peter said, Master, my Lord, my ultimate authority, my commander, my president, my prime minister, my governor. We fished all night and caught nothing. And yet you want me to cast those nets out once again? And beloved, if you and I are to get in the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, we need to be prepared to submit to our Lord's ultimate authority. Second part of verse number 5 goes on to read, Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nevertheless, I don't think Simon Peter was saying by this statement, well, are you wrong, Jesus? You're not listening to me, Jesus. Okay then, have your way. I don't think that was the attitude of Simon Peter. You're wrong, but I'll do it anyway because you're my master. But I believe the essence of what he was saying is, no matter the fact that it doesn't make sense to me, not only as a professional fisherman, and not only because of the fact that we fished all night, or attempted to fish all night, caught nothing, in spite of the facts, I'm just going to obey. I'm going to take that step of faith. Nevertheless, at thy word, because you have said it, Lord Jesus, I will do it. Taking a step of faith. Now, Peter's objection was from a worthy basis. He spoke with experience. It certainly wasn't the right time to be fishing. And it certainly wasn't the right place to be fishing. But yet he obeyed the word of the Lord. Just this past week, I heard a man make this statement, faith activates God's word. We all know what the word activate means. We are activating all sorts of accounts, cards, and who knows what. And he made that application, faith activates God's word. So based upon the authority of God's word, even though it doesn't quite make sense in our mind, we will obey. God's will can make sense. And often, more often than not, when you look back at how God has led, it makes sense. But rest assured, during the journey and often initially, it might not make sense. It might not make sense. I was corresponding with the former pastor there at Southland Baptist Church. And now this church, Southland, is in need of a pastor because God had led Brother Hernan to take over another pastorate in another state, in that country called Queensland. And he said to me, he was a bit of a shock, Pastor. I didn't see it coming. And he said, to be honest, it made no sense. I remember saying to him, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. That's faith. That's faith. Obeying God, even though it doesn't make sense. Simon Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, we'll go fishing. Because you said it. You said it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And beloved, if you and I want to get in the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, we need to say, you said it, Lord. Let's do it. Let's do it. Might not make much sense, but you said it. It's very clear. You've spelled it out in the Word of God. You've spoken to my heart. Let's do it. Let's go forward. Let's get in the boat with Jesus Christ. Let's take that step of faith. For the just shall live by faith. We are saved by faith in order to live by faith. I often think of Abraham. I'm back in the book of Genesis. I just scratched my head the other day thinking, God gave him a son, and then God said, I want you to sacrifice the son. It wasn't so much that caused me to scratch my head. It was the fact that we don't read of any hesitation from Abraham. I thought, what a man. What faith. There's no inclination of hesitation in any which way. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Then note then verses 6 and 7. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Well, just as well Simon Peter obeyed. And the Bible teaches us that they caught a great multitude of fish to the point the nets began to give way. Beloved, if you and I are to get into the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022... we'll need to be prepared to leave our comfort zone. Stop being comfortable. Are you prepared to admit that you're comfortable? Now, in itself, it's not wrong to be comfortable. I hope you're comfortable being in church. The problem is just being in church and just being happy being in church. We need to be prepared to leave our comfort zone. We'll need to be prepared to obey God's word. And we'll need to be prepared to submit to our Lord's ultimate authority, not my will, but thy will be done. And this will take a step of faith that might not make a whole lot of sense. Why would God take a pastor here in Sydney and send him to another church in another state? We are no wiser on a human level. We still have a church without a pastor. But if you and I are to get into the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022, we'll need to be prepared to take that step of faith, even though it might not make sense. And last but not least, if you and I are to take that leap and to get into the boat with Jesus Christ, we need to be mindful that it won't be easy. You will experience some difficulties. As you and I are prepared to leave our comfort zone, we're prepared to obey God's word, we're prepared to submit to God's ultimate authority in our lives, and yes, we're prepared to take that step of faith. It won't be easy. You will experience some difficulties. While God had blessed their efforts, the Bible says they enclosed a great multitude of fish to the point where the net break. They called in the recruits, but even then the boats began to sink. Had some problems. When you can climb into the boat with the Lord Jesus and launch out in the deep, there will be challenges that are part of that new journey. And as it's been well said, no pain, no gain. In Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. But much increase is by the strength of the ox. Life is full of pressures. Even in serving the Lord, there will be pressures. And if you and I are prepared to get in the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, let me warn you, it won't necessarily be easy. You might experience some difficulties. Where are you at spiritually at the moment? Does your life best summed up by a coastline Christian? Where you're happy hearing? You like the surroundings? You're happy sitting in your comfortable seat? Here at Metropolitan Baptist Church with lovely padded pews. Back at the old building we had wooden pews. Wooden pews that would stain your garments in the middle of summer. Those were the old days. Coastline Christianity is quite happy being in the position. Happy with the surroundings. Happy with listening to the word of God. Busy, but not involved in the main thing. Or are you prepared in 2022 to jump in the boat with Jesus Christ and say, okay, Lord, I'm prepared to leave my comfort zone. I'm prepared to obey you. I'm prepared to submit fully to your will and your will alone, even though it doesn't make sense. I'm prepared to take that step of faith. And yes, I understand, Lord, there might be some difficulties along the way. This dear pastor said to me in his new pastorate, we're adjusting. Because people are people everywhere. So even though this man of God was prepared to leave in obedience to God's word, he didn't step into a haven of rest in Queensland. Not that that could really be possible. And if you and I are prepared to get in the boat with the Lord Jesus in 2022, be prepared that it won't necessarily be easy. Those nets might begin to break. Your boat might begin to sink. But be encouraged, the Lord Jesus is with us. And as Simon Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. We don't have time, but if we read on from verses 8 onwards, Simon Peter, at the end of this experience, came to the point of understanding that he was a nobody and that God is everything. Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter and to those that were present, fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. At the end of the day, only what is done for Jesus Christ will have eternal significance. And beloved, I'd like to challenge you in 2022. The year is before us. It's only day 9. I know we've got a couple of weeks where things are going to be a little bit rocky. We'll be here, we'll be there, but eventually we'll be in the air with our Lord Jesus. But I'd like to challenge you, as our powers are saying to us, let's learn to live with. I'd like to challenge you spiritually, Christian. If you've become a coastline Christian, let's get in the boat with Jesus Christ in 2022. Let's be prepared to leave our comfort zone. Let's be prepared to just obey God. Let's be prepared to really and truly yield to his lordship in our lives. And in yielding to his lordship, let's be prepared to launch out by faith. But there will be some difficulties. There will be some challenges. There will be some pressures. But I think you'd all agree, we're better off being in the boat with Jesus as opposed to just being a coastline Christian. Let's bow for prayer. Thank you for your attention this morning. Heads bowed, eyes closed.